chapter. About the 24 chapters. Well, it's been telling you.
Since you've been home, how long has it been since you've been home? You've been stumbling in the dark and left all alone. How long has it been since you've been home? Anytime you came in from the rain,
thank you.
a light that wants to shine in you. There's a light that wants to shine in you. Let go of the past and find...
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here. 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby started to fuss and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. And don't try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I want to pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
Depending on you to see me through, 'cause I love you, baby. better than I do myself.
You so great and you so fine, if you ain't got the money, you can't be mine. It ain't no joke to be so broke. And baby, you know I ain't lying when I say romance without finance is a blues. So baby, you know I need some gold, you know I need some gold.
You swang with who swung you, don't be a fickle fool. If you came here with a gal who has always been your pal, don't leave her for the first unattached girl, it just ain't cool. You gotta dance with who brung you, swang with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash, be in it for the long run. You'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash. I had a friend in Texas, really had some style. He sang good old western swing and nearly drove him wild, wild, wild. When a talent scout from Vegas said, boy, dress and sang this way. In one short year, he's broke. And in L.A., you got to dance with who brung you. Swang with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have far fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash. gotta be real careful what you wish for, 'cause you just might get the whole darn thing. Be sure what you want is really something you can use, or you might wind up out there singing the blues. You gotta dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun. And today, with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Dance with who brung you to the back.
Thank you. across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. I can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me with too much love. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhymes. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever. Never realize the time. Ships have all been said. Might have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. There's no way I can compare all the scenes to this affair. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing. Staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm.
Come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas. Book ending, I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. Troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you. Texas with you, like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
beautiful young bride, dying to be there by his side, left Virginia far behind, just to be with him. She was Kansas City bound, when she heard that whistle sound, she didn't turn and look around, she was all and gone. Platform lay there bare, she couldn't find him anywhere, she was all alone. She couldn't stand to bear the pain, could only find herself to blame, the way of living with shame, and turn and go back home. By a gun, did what she thought to be done. She died there all alone. They say sometimes a form is seen of a woman lost in dreams, rides from Kansas to Virginia, around about midnight. Lonesome leaving train. Just to be with you.
Started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
All right, let's start today with sort of an audience question. I think it's a good one. This is exactly the type of question I love to answer. A viewer who I guess goes by the name Smash wrote to me about the 2020 election and said, "Dear David, you believe the 2020 election was not stolen and there is no evidence to the contrary. What would you accept as evidence? What would it take to convince you it was stolen? Hope you can answer these questions. Thanks." This is a fair question because I would be a hypocrite, and I don't want to be a hypocrite in front of all of you fine folks, if I demanded that sort of consideration from others. What evidence would change your mind? And then refuse to answer or explain it myself. And remember, very often, if the answer is there is no evidence that would change my mind, you're not really thinking. So what evidence would change my mind? The first thing, whenever you have a conversation like this, and maybe this will be useful to some people, when we say evidence, what are we even talking about? And so to be very clear, for me to be convinced that there was an orchestrated voter fraud or election fraud wherein Donald Trump was the real winner, but Joe Biden stole it, I would need evidence of some kind of systematic voter fraud. So the fact that we found a bunch of Republicans, you know, a dozen or so, who either voted twice, there's the guy who's a junior and he voted for himself and for his dad senior, who is no longer alive. Or we find, you know, a Democrat that voted legally via absentee ballot and then died by election day. Like, none of those things are proof of systematic fraud. And not only do they not rise mathematically to the theft of an election from Donald Trump, it's also just like a random person. OK, so that's the first important thing. We are looking for evidence of systematic voter fraud here. And I would even go further and say systematic voter fraud that would have materially changed the results in at least one state, not even the entire thing, but at least one state. OK, there are two types of claims that the proponents of these conspiracy theories often make. The first type of claim is that sometimes the big lie people will make a claim that something happened and that thing did happen, but it just isn't actually voter fraud, even at the individual level, never mind some kind of systematic voter or election fraud. So I'll give you an example. They say hundreds of thousands of people were registered in two places, or usually it's like at the state level, they'll say tens of thousands of people were registered at two different addresses. That's not evidence of any kind of fraud. It's not a crime. It's really common that when people move, they remain registered at the old place. If they showed up and tried to vote at the old place, they would be allowed to. But they also might be registered at the new place. As long as you don't vote twice, there's no issue and there's no crime. So all of the allegations from the right about things that are true but aren't actually a problem, those I don't consider evidence of voter fraud because they're quite literally not fraud. Another example is they say state legislatures